So this vignette is pretty straightforward. This guy had an MI 48 hours ago, and now he has acute onset shortness of breath. You need to know that post-MI, within the first few days, the patient is at risk of papillary muscle rupture or papillary muscle rupture due to ischemia to the chordae tendinae. Okay, this can lead to mitral regurgitation, which is going to present as a holosystolic murmur at the fourth intercostal space, left midclavicular line, classically with radiation to the axilla. Okay, very high yield. Okay, not complicated, but this question can be difficult if you don't know what your murmurs sound like. So let's just quickly go through them. Choice A, holodiastolic murmur heard down the left sternal border. That refers to aortic regurgitation. Just remember, aortic regurge, classically associated with bounding pulses and a wide pulse pressure. Choice B, holosystolic murmur at the left midclavicular line, fourth intercostal space. That's our answer. That's mitral regurge. Choice C, mid to late decrescendo diastolic rumble at the left midclavicular line, fourth intercostal space. That's mitral stenosis, often associated with an opening snap, okay? Choice D, mid-systolic murmur at the left sternal border, second intercostal space. That's pulmonic stenosis, okay? Quite rare to see pulmonic stenosis, usually DeGeorge syndrome as part of tetralogy of Fallot. Choice E, mid-systolic murmur at the right sternal border, second intercostal space. That's aortic stenosis. So really important to note that aortic stenosis is mid-systolic, also known as crescendo-decrescendo, whereas mitral regurgitation is holosystolic, aka pan-systolic. And then choice F, to and fro murmur at the upper chest, where you might look at that and say, what the fuck? To and fro murmur is actually very high yield for patent ductus arteriosus, okay, PDA. So a PDA, they describe three ways, either a continuous machinery-like murmur. They can say pan-systolic, pan-diastolic, which means it's continuous if it's all throughout the cardiac cycle. Or they can say a to and fro murmur, to hyphen and hyphen F-R-O, where once again, you say, what the fuck, like to and fro? That's actually on one of the 2CK NBME exams where the question rides on you knowing that description to get it right. So no to and fro means PDA. That's it.